Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Hello, everyone. How are you doing? The holidays are upon us. Pretty much every podcaster is taking this time off. It is Saturday, 11:07 a.m. Pacific. But I'm like, you know what? I will record an episode for those of you who have the time to listen, who are traveling, not traveling, whatever the case may be. I am going to record for you guys, and I found out about this story when it broke, which is a few days ago, and it's about Megan Thee Stallion, and it's heartbreaking. It's so heartbreaking. Sometimes we hook up with someone, and after the fact, we find out that that person was the wrong person to hook up with. It happens to many, many women. Some women live to tell the tale. Some women do not. Megan was shot in the foot. That could have caused a lot of problems. Maybe she wouldn't have been around to tell the tale if she maybe got some type of like infection from the shooting, or just if he aimed a little higher where she wouldn't be able to dance, wouldn't be able to perform, if he caused permanent damage. I mean, so many things could have gone wrong, and it's so, so tragic. Like, Megan, again, hooked up with the wrong person, and there's no way for us to know who's the right person or who's the wrong person to hook up with. I would not be fucking a leprechaun, you know what I'm saying? And she probably wishes she didn't fuck a leprechaun. And I'm not victim blaming. I'm not victim shaming. Like, I feel, I'm just speaking the truth, like, it's unfortunate that everything involved in this is unfortunate, all of it. And I wonder about, because I don't know the ins and outs of this case. Like, I wonder if Tori was under the influence. I can't remember. Maybe he was or whatever. But this is just tragic. It was all unnecessary. And I hate that Megan has to be so strong, and she's the victim of misogynoir. You know, it's so hard to say that word. Misogynoir. And she just, this happened in 2020. And she's still dealing with this. And the saddest part of this story is where they said that she's estranged from her friends now because of this. This is so sad. Megan is someone who's gone through so much way before Tory Lanez. And then Tory Lanez comes, makes everything worse. Tory Lanez has a father who really, really loves, adores, worships his son to the point where his father is willing to allegedly commit crimes in the name or behind his son. And it's, none of this this breaks my heart. And so Megan, this, all she wants for Christmas is her peace and her sanity. And for her to file this restraining order and then file a lawsuit against this blogger, she already knows, everybody knows, when you're a celebrity, your shit is going to be posted on TMZ. It's going to be taken to the internets, to the blogs. That's a last resort. You don't want more attention. But when you're dealing with somebody like Tori, you don't have a choice. And it's like this whole strategy of Tori's, it really blew up in his face. This whole, like, let me fight this case. Let me appeal this case. Like, yeah, now that it's public knowledge that your dad was paying someone to lie on Megan. Okay, good luck with this whole appeal. situation. It's like, how much money are you going to be spending on these lawsuits that are going to go nowhere? Like, I don't see, I guess, best case scenario for Tory would be his sentence gets reduced, but when stories like this are coming out about his dad paying someone to lie about Megan, like how the fuck is he supposed to get out of jail early? So anyways, I will now get to my notes about this. You guys probably already know about this, but I don't know. It just makes me sad. I don't like it when it feels like some people can't catch a break. Why is it that Megan seems like someone who can't catch a break? And when I say that, I'm talking about, again, before she was Megan Thee Stallion, before we knew her as a public figure. She's been through a lot. Like, this sucks. So, anyways, Megan Thee Stallion, real name Megan Peet, wants a restraining order from Tory Lanez, who's currently serving a decade-long sentence for shooting her in 2020. The petition says the protective order is for to prevent issued. Okay, the petition says that the protective order issued to prevent the previous harassment is no longer in effect, which is due to a loophole and flaw in the criminal justice system. That is odd, right? So why should there be any type of loophole in the criminal justice system? If you are incarcerated for shooting someone, you should have a restraining order against that person throughout the time that you're incarcerated, I would hope. Like, what the hell are they talking about a loophole here? What's the loophole? I would love to know. I would love that. That's what I would love. When they report these stories, it's great for us to learn from them, and I'm not going to be Googling. It is a holiday. But what the hell is the loophole? You shot her and you're in jail for it. Why is your restraining order over? So, 2 decades ago in 2022, in De sorry, 2 Decembers ago, Tory was convicted of assault with a semi-automatic firearm, having a loaded unregistered firearm in a vehicle, and discharging a firearm with gross negligence. A judge rejected a motion for a new trial, and so his lawyers are appealing his conviction. In August of 2023, he received a 10-year sentence, bringing what seemed to be a conclusion to 3-year legal and cultural saga that saw 2 careers and lives thrown into turmoil. Megan says that she's endured several months of abuse. She says that Tory has bloggers spreading defamatory statements about her, including a woman named Elizabeth Milagro Cooper. Megan sued Elizabeth a few months ago. Megan says that prison phone call logs prove a conspiratorial relationship between Tory and Elizabeth. The calls include a conversation between Tory and his father, who asked about making payments to Elizabeth for harassing Megan. Megan says Tory's continued psychological warfare against her has ruined her life and thrown her into a deep depression, one that's left her estranged from friends. Okay, I'm gonna pause right here. So, as you guys know, Elizabeth received allegedly $3,000 from Tory's dad. Some of the payments were $200 or $300 over the course of, I think it was 2 years or so, and the payments were made through Zelle. So I assume that Megan's lawyers are really, really good. They got the phone conversations. They got the Zelle.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Transactions, And everybody is saying, like, I can't believe Elizabeth did this for $3,000. Here is my opinion. I think that I won't say think. I hope that no one is dumb enough to break the law for $3,000 over the course of a few years in payments of like $200, $300, some of the payments. I can't remember the breakdown at a time. Especially Tory. Don't Tory got more money than that? Don't his dad got more money than that? So this is what I believe. Or I would like to believe. I would like to believe that that $3,000 through Zelle, and Zelle, you know, when people use Zelle, they use their names. Whereas Cash App, you could use a different name. Venmo, you could use a different name. Zelle competitors allow you to use a different name. So here's what I hope. And I don't think she deserved a dime, so don't get it twisted. But I'm hoping that the $3,000 payments that were made through Zelle, that is part of a larger sum of money that she was compensated with. Because of how the hell are you going to put yourself in severe potential legal financial problems because of $200 and $300 payments totaling $3K? You have to understand the $3,000 that she was paid, allegedly, she been done already paid that to her lawyer, more than likely. We all know lawyers, they cost up to like $500 an hour. So that $3,000 that she was paid has already been spent. Like, she initially spent it doing God knows what, allegedly. And since Megan sued her and she has to be using a lawyer, and lawyers, they want a retainer fee, then they charge you billing, you know, they bill you for the hours. That $3,000 been done, been spent. So, like, I am like, okay, maybe she got 3K on Zelle and like 20K on Cash App and 30K on PayPal and, you know, 40K on Venmo or some shit. I don't know. I'm like, 3K, bitch? I don't know. That shocks me. Anyways, going back to the reports, while she doesn't say she's suicidal, Megan does say she sometimes wishes Tory would have shot and killed me if I would have known I was going to go through this torture. Megan says that Tory pays people to lie on her because he's appealing his conviction. She is asking that the court issue a restraining order that would force Tory to stop contacting, harassing, or intimidating her, whether directly or through third parties. Meg's petition reads, "Even now, while behind bars, Mr. Peterson shows no sign of stopping. Mr. Peterson continues to subject her to repeated trauma and re-victimization." The petition says that one blogger in particular, Elizabeth Milagro Cooper, acts as Lane's puppet and mouthpiece. She alleges that Cooper is spreading falsehoods on social media and YouTube, saying in one video posted to X, "Can you even prove she was shot?" and calling her a professional victim in another post. A court hearing for Megan's restraining order against Tory is scheduled for January 9th, 2025. That is fast. She just filed, right? January 9th. Wow. Megan's birthday is a month later, the day after Valentine's, February 15th. Megan will be turning 30 years old. Page Six said that she was 29, so I decided to do my Googles. And Megan is 29 and she'll be turning 30 on February 15th. That shocked the hell out of me because I know Megan was so young when she got into the business, but she's definitely been in the business for a while. So she can't stay in her 20s forever. Anyway, I'm sending love and light to Megan Thee Stallion. I want to reiterate, I've effed the wrong people. All of us have effed the wrong people. I am not victim blaming or victim shaming at all. I just think how sad, how incredibly sad. Like, she effed this man in 2020, and now we are about to be in 2025, and he's doing all this. Like, shooting her wasn't enough. He's having her harassed and people. And the problem with people online, as we know, is there are, first and foremost, a lot of people only read headlines. Second of all, there's a lot of people who, when a story is out there, That's all they need. Like, a story being out there is all the evidence and proof that they need that something happened. And that's why Donald Trump coined the term fake news. We all learned what fake news was. Like, we knew it existed, but he put out that catchphrase, which is so perfect, because just because something is presented as news doesn't mean that it's the truth. That's why it's fake news, but there's so many people who don't believe in fake news. That's how we have a whole tabloid industry. There are idiots who believe in fake news. So for this blogger or bloggers to allegedly be putting all this shit out about Meghan, there's a lot of people who will believe it, because Tory has always had his supporters and defenders from day one. They haven't gone anywhere. Then you got this bitch adding fuel to the fire, this Elizabeth Ho. So, I mean, it's just sad. This is so tragic. Enough already. Can Meghan move on? Is she allowed to move on? I really, really hope she has therapy. I didn't watch her documentary, and I don't know if they tap on that. I really hope she has therapy. I don't see why one young, beautiful, talented Black woman in her 20s should have to go through what most people will never go through, and or she has gone through the loss of her parents at such a young age, and there are people in their MFing 60s who still have their parents. Make it make sense, y'all. Anyways, and her album, her latest album, it's just so damn good. Oh my gosh. And I'm just now thinking, Megan's album ain't new. Like, that, or it's, you get the point. Megan's album, to me, has been around long enough for her to drop tour dates. Let me Google this right now. And she hasn't dropped any tour dates. So I wonder if she's not even, okay, October, exactly. October 25th, her album dropped 3 months ago, and I have not heard about a tour. And I wonder if Meghan is so depressed because of this, that she isn't thinking about a tour. You know? She is so talented. This album is really, really, it's really good. I'm not the biggest fan of her music. You know, I have to pick and choose. But this damn album, this Act Two album, and yeah, I haven't heard shit. I haven't heard shit about a tour. I wonder what she's up to. Or maybe I'm being too dramatic, because I do follow her on Instagram, but I think I mute her posts and then I never look at her stories. So maybe she's actually thriving. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. But anyway, I just hope for a bigger, better, brighter 2025 for Meghan. Just like I hope for that for all of us. And yeah, that's it. Just wanted to say something about this crazy story. Meghan's crazy, crazy life. I want her to have peace. Enough already, right? All right, y'all. I will talk to you soon. Bye.
This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.